Hot 91.1, it is the Hot Breakfast. Now, Sam, we were talking earlier about a tragedy that hit a Coolum family early yesterday morning around 11:30. There was a house fire, destroyed a family's home, all of their possessions, as well as, unfortunately, the dog wasn't able to get out, little Hugo. So it's Sarah and Slade Rasmussen, and Sarah very bravely has agreed to chat to us this morning. Sarah, thank you for talking to us, and our hearts are breaking for you guys.
Thank you. Yeah, it's been a pretty crazy 24 hours. Like, I was only just around the corner and I saw the smoke, and I jokingly said to my brother-in-law, like, oh, I hope that's not our house. And he got on his bike and drove around and came back, and as soon as I saw his face, he just looked at me and he's like, you need to not freak out, but it is your house.
Oh,
and I'm 6 months pregnant, so I just totally freaked out and thought of my dog. I didn't really care about anything else. I just really, really wanted my dog. And I got there last. Like, everyone was already there, the fireys and everyone. So it was just, they wouldn't let me anywhere near the house. And it was already gone. So
Sarah,
had to sit there and watch it all burn.
So you did unfortunately lose little Hugo, Sarah.
Yeah, we did. It just,
God,
so bad. He's my husband's best friend and a very, very big companion. We're very, very big pet people. So he was like our fur baby. He was everything to us. But my husband stayed there yesterday afternoon to try and find him, but we still can't find him. So just horrible.
Oh, God.
I don't wish it upon anyone.
No, absolutely not. And like you mentioned, you are 6 months pregnant. You got your 2-year-old Max. So you got your new bub coming very quickly. And we heard no home and contents insurance, right?
We had the home and like building and everything is under insurance. So like that's all going to be rebuilt. But no, we didn't have contents insurance. So we have to replace everything that we had inside.
Oh, God. And, you know, people talk, I mean, I don't have many possessions. I choose to travel lightly. I don't have much stuff. And that's all well and good in theory. But when all of your stuff is taken away from you and it's totally out of your control,
that's
just totally different.
It's just like the little things that are irreplaceable, like the stuff that money can't buy, like all my son's baby photos on my laptop, like jewellery that cannot be remade and just, you know, little things like that. They're irreplaceable, and it's heartbreaking to think that you'll never ever get that back.
Photos and memories, and whilst we can't ever, you know, get those things for you back, we want the people of the Sunshine Coast to get behind you and support you in any way we can moving forward. So there is a GoFundMe page set up, is that correct?
Yeah, there is. My sister-in-law set it up for us, and we've had such an overwhelming response, just kindness from complete strangers, and it's been amazing. Like, it really, really has, and it's definitely kind of given me like a little bit of light at the end of the tunnel. And in 4 months' time, hopefully, we can bring our baby girl home to a house and whatnot. But
definitely. Yeah. I mean, if you want to make a donation, the site is GoFundMe. So rebuilding their home, Sarah and Slade is the details. And you've already almost made it. Your goal is quite modest, $10,000 goal. You've made it up to $4,700. So that just shows the generosity of our community that we live in.
Oh, we have an amazing community. I just can't. I have so many. I'm like inundated with Facebook messages, and I just cry every time I read them because it's insane, like how amazing people are and how amazing a strong community is. And it's so crazy. I can't wrap my head around it.
Sarah, as you've said, you're having your second baby in about 4 months' time, but you have a 2-year-old Max. Is he aware what's going on and what's happened to you guys?
We took him there yesterday afternoon, and he was very distracted by the fire trucks. So he's a 2.5-year-old, so he was excited about the fire trucks. But last night I went and picked him up from my mum's house, which is just around the corner, and we have to drive past our street to go, and he just wanted to go home. He wanted to go home to his cars and his toys, and like, that just totally breaks my heart to try to explain to him, like, I'm sorry, buddy, but we can't. Yeah. We can replace your cars and your toys, but we can't go home, not for a while. And then he asked for our dog, and that's just horrible. Oh, it's really hard to try and explain that to him.
Sarah, we are right behind you. Anything else we can do, please, people of the Sunshine Coast, check out this GoFundMe page and throw your weight behind a family in need.
Thank you so much for speaking to us, Sarah. We can't imagine how that must have been. We really appreciate it, and our thoughts are with you guys.
Thank you so much for everything. I really, really appreciate it.
Thank you so much for speaking to us, Sarah. Take care of yourselves. At least you've got each other.
Exactly. Exactly. I'm very, very thankful that we weren't home at the time. It's crazy to think about.